Hello everyone, my proposal is about using Wikidata as a universal library thesaurus, mainly for name authorities, and that it's quite provocative, even in this environment, I think. And it's a proposal on my behalf. It's certainly not, I have to stress that, it's certainly not a formal policy of the National Library of the Netherlands. This is an overview of my talk. I first will talk about explain the idea and the motivation. Then I will show how we use Wikidata in our historical newspapers. And then later on I will talk about different aspects, different ways of use it. And then some pros and, not pros and cons, but pros and objections. Objections that I hear from different people. And then I will give some conclusions. Well, first, why do we use a thesaurus? Well, we use it for unique identification of entities, authority control. We use it for providing context information about an entity, and we can use it for enabling a semantic search based on the entity's properties. And for what reason would we link to Wikidata? Wikidata has knowledge base, can serve as knowledge base and as hub to a lot of other knowledge databases, and it links identifiers to each other. So why not combine it? So the idea is to adopt Wikidata as a universal thesaurus, and the reason for it is that libraries and other institutions from different disciplines increasingly want to get connected to each other. And connecting to a central hub is more efficient than connecting everything to everything. And using the same identifier is even more efficient than linking resources. And besides that, using Wikidata identifier is much more efficient than inventing yet another identifier. And libraries might want to share the responsibility for a common thesaurus, and in this case, the Wikidata as common thesaurus. So we need to create trusted links, and this is the current situation. You see the in the left corner, you see a small view of a bibliographic record from the National Library of the Netherlands. And you see there a link to Wikidata, to the thesaurus, and the thesaurus links to VIAF, and VIAF links to ISNI, and ISNI links to Wikidata. And so we can get the link to Wikidata in our records. But in many situations, we don't have those links, and they have to be created, especially in case of text, it's quite difficult. And I will come back to that later when I talk about the historical newspapers. So this is the current situation where the library catalog records link to a thesaurus, and a thesaurus can link to Wikidata and to other thesauri. This is the situation which will the first step, which will be a lot better when we have Wikidata as central hub. So everything is connected through Wikidata. And this is the situation that I want to propose, that Wikidata is used directly as thesaurus. And what needs to be done? Here you see a few examples of how, for example, in this case, Einstein as a creator can be identified in different bibliographic records from different libraries. In this case, the National Library of the Netherlands, the British Library, the BNF, the Library of Congress, and they all use different identifiers for the same entity. And the proposal is, in fact, bring the Wikidata identifier to the surface and index those Wikidata identifiers so that you can search for them. And bringing to the surface means that they don't have to be displayed to the user, but they have to be available in such a way that, for example, users can use it in microformats or something like that, and can search for the identifier. So this is, in fact, an overview of the what I still consider Mission Impossible, that we have different national libraries, and the situation on the left is that they link to their own thesaurus, and the situation on the right is that they all link to Wikidata directly. And the reason for the extra motivation is that, to do that, is that it lowers barriers. Instead of having a number of unique identifiers, we have a globally unique identifier, and we minimize the number of hubs to link from one identifier to the other, and we try to minimize the number of variations for identical queries in different databases, and we want to minimize the number of required knowledge to access those different databases or catalogs. And sharing a global identifier makes it easier for institutions to connect without dramatically changing their infrastructure, and I will come back to that later. And in general, we standardize everything, protocols, metadata formats, everything we standardize. Why not the resource identifier? So now I come to what was actually the motivating use case. The KB is not knowledge database, but it's Koninklijke Bibliotheek, the historical newspapers. What you see here is on the left we have DBpedia, Wikidata, FIAF, and we index the properties, the relevant properties that we need for linking in a Solar index. On the other side, you have the newspaper article, and we have an enrichment process which takes the article, does named entity recognition, get the entities, and search the entities in that Solar database with all the relevant properties, and then finds the best candidate. We have a disambiguation process for it, which makes use of machine learning techniques, and we store the resource identifiers of that entity together with the article identifier in an enrichment database. This is the infrastructure as we use it. On the left, it's the infrastructure that we use in the National Library, and we make use of a high performance cloud computing cloud for the time consuming disambiguation process. And because it takes a long time to process all the articles, so what we do is we improve the disambiguation algorithm, and instead of starting again from the beginning, we just go on, loop through all the newspaper articles, and at the end we start again at the beginning, and then so we have enriched all the articles, but with different quality or different confidence. And we can recognize the enrichments because the name of the algorithm that's being used is part of the enrichment. So we know that an enrichment or a link named entity is the result of an old algorithm. And so here you see in the steps that we make in improving the algorithm. It's not really relevant for now, but it's interesting to see that we constantly are improving the confidence level of the enrichments. Now, how we use it. We harvest all the articles, then we take all the enrichments that we have stored in the enrichment database, and we index them together in, again, a new index that we use for the newspapers. So in those index, we index the text, not only the text, but also, for example, the Wikidata identifier. And now a user can do a search, And then the in some cases, the search can be sent to Wikidata as a Sparkle query, and the results are Wikidata identifier. And because we indexed all the Wikidata identifiers, they can be searched in that index. So here is the result of a Sparkle query entered in a research portal that we use. And that Sparkle query that is to search for all articles mentioning members of parliament of the parliament that are not born in the Netherlands. So you see below the Sparkle query that belongs to it. And with a small change, and in fact that small change is, I consider that as increasing the barrier to use it, with a small change, we can also do the same query, almost the same query, in the library catalog. So here you see all books that have an author or are about, as a subject, a member of parliament that was not born in the Netherlands. Well, of course, we cannot ask from users to enter a Sparkle query. That's impossible. Everybody agrees, I think. So what we do is that we have the option to enter a query term between square brackets, and then the software behind it does a best guess. So in this case, yeah, the newspapers are Dutch, so this is also Dutch, but the query is action movie and Roman Emperor. You can also enter that Roman Emperor in English, and then the software will find the best relation for Roman Emperor. And in this case, it's quite simple. It just searches for all the Roman emperors. And if you do that without just pure, without the action movie, you will get, I think, 500,000 of articles that contain one or more Roman emperors. But in this case, and there are number collections, and only in the newspapers plus collection we have indexed the Wikidata identifier. So that's, if you're going to try it yourself, choose that collection. Now this is a list of search results. And we just select one, click on it, and then we get the article presented here. And what you see on top are all the named entities that are linked to Wikipedia, Wikidata, in most cases Wikidata, but in some cases, if it's not in Wikidata, it's only Wikipedia or DBpedia. And you can click on that to get more information, to get context information. And then you see a picture and the option to get more context information from different resource databases like DBpedia, FIAF, etc. But you can also ask directly for more information. And that information is obtained from Wikidata. And now you see a number of properties, and in this case the red arrow is at the field spouse, married with, Elizabeth Taylor. And by clicking on the field name, you can search in all the articles with that same property. So if you click on the field name, if you click on Elizabeth Taylor, you find just articles about Elizabeth Taylor. But if you click on the field name, you find all articles about everyone who has been married with Elizabeth Taylor. So this is the search result. At the end, I will give some more examples in a live situation. So I will now tell something about the different approaches, environment, and the coverage. If we use, not every institution has, and not every user has the same infrastructure available or the resources for doing all kinds of advanced things. So in the first case, you see above the situation where you have a Sparkle endpoint for your local library thesaurus, and then you can do a federated query. The second case, you don't have a Sparkle endpoint, but you just have indexed the Wikidata identifier in your normal existing infrastructure, and then you can do the same as what I showed with the newspaper articles. Search the Wikidata identifiers by means of a Sparkle query and use them to search in your local environment where you have indexed them. And then the search situation is that you use the Wikidata identifiers in your local library catalog records, and when you have a record displayed, then you can use the identifier to link, to create a link to other libraries that support this same ID. So when other libraries also support the ID of using the Wikidata identifier for identification of entities, then you can use that same identifier to create a query. And it's possible to have different mixtures of the identifiers. In the beginning, you will probably have, at least we at the Royal Library, we have a local thesaurus and in some cases identifiers to, well, not yet to Wikidata. Now, in this case, we have a local thesaurus and the Wikidata has external links to our thesaurus. In some items in the, some items in the local thesaurus can contain a link to Wikidata. That's not the case now, but that's the next step. And you can also use items in bibliographic records that link to either Wikidata or to the local thesaurus. You can mix them. And in the end, we will have all items in bibliographic records linked to Wikidata. And the idea is not to get rid of the local thesaurus completely. It can be kept for administrative purposes, as long as the Wikidata identifier is on the surface and usable for external parties. So this is the current coverage. You see here the newspaper entities, named entities in newspapers, the KB thesaurus, the thesaurus of the National Library, and Wikidata. And at this moment, we have only a fraction of the entities in the thesaurus linked to Wikidata, or Wikidata linked to the thesaurus. And we have 10 times as much named entities in the newspapers that link to Wikidata. That was a simple overview. In fact, we have more collections and it's more fragmented. So we have different collections and we have different combinations of items that exist either in one or in two or three collections. So this is the path that I want to propose. This is the current situation. We have a number of Wikidata records that link to our thesaurus. At this moment, about 5%. What we can do is use that 5% to have the bibliographic record link to Wikidata directly. But for the other 95%, you still have to link to the local thesaurus. But by a match and merge process, we can try to get a level of 100%. And in the end, all bibliographic records can link to Wikidata directly, and the local thesaurus is only kept for administrative purposes. So here it said pros and cons. That should be pros and objections. So the advantages of using Wikidata as thesaurus is that it lowers the barrier to connect to different databases. It doesn't always require an advanced infrastructure to benefit from it. It has less maintenance because it's it's maintained by Wikidata, and it's volunteers, and it covers more domains, and it has potential a richer set of properties available. The objections that I hear are, well, one is that libraries perceive it as losing control. Unauthorized users may change items. There is a danger of vandalism. Different organizations or country may have a different view on a specific item because of political reasons and things like that. There is a risk of duplicate entries for new items when you share the responsibility for Wikidata. And sometimes I hear, well, what happens if Wikidata appears? Well, this is one I have. The answer is simple. We still have the identifiers. And that's what it was all about. Or not all, but for a part. So summarizing, Wikidata can serve, in my view, as a universal library thesaurus. Using Wikidata as a single universal thesaurus facilitates identification of entities across organizations, and we can share properties. Replacing the thesaurus identifiers in bibliographic records can be done gradually. It doesn't have to be in one go. And when the transition is complete, you can still keep the thesaurus for administrative purposes, but not for bringing the identifier to the surface. External parties do not need the identifier, the link to the local thesaurus. And the use of Wikidata identifiers is not restricted to Sparkle queries. Identifiers can also be used and indexed in conventional queries. So, well, I've taken all my time, but I can show a live demo of using it, but I first do the questions.
Just one or two questions.
Excuse me. Sometimes the authorities are used as a references for Wikidata or Wikipedia. If you do that at the end, who will be the authority?
Well, in the beginning I talked about shared responsibility. So libraries share the responsibility and a shared authority organization.
The role of the librarians should redefine.
Yeah.
In order to keep control of the responsibility about the real information, but not the tool.
Yeah. I said in the beginning it's quite provocative.
Last question. Sorry.
As I understand your proposal, the actual querying would only compromise possibly the indexing phase. For an end user facing service, I really have a problem to rely on centralized services. You have to have a very good service level provided. And would you, what do you see in this service level any problems if we would follow through with that? What would be the implication for the user? If, for instance, Wikidata doesn't disappear, but has a problem, an outage for several hours or stuff like that.
Okay, it's mainly about the concept. The technical infrastructure that's behind it doesn't have to be one central index. It can be copied. There can be mirrors. It doesn't have to be at one place. But it's mainly mainly having one type of query. distribute it in a distributed environment. But so if one server fails, then there are other servers, and you can do it also locally. You can have a local copy of Wikidata.
Thank you.
But it's mainly the identification. That's what it's about. There's a question.
Very quick.
Have you had any contact to other national libraries who have the same idea? Because I think it's kind of interesting.
Well, I thought I'd first try it out here, because national libraries are not very willing to adopt such an idea, I think. Not yet, at least. There's another question.
No, sorry, no more question. You will have to talk later. Sorry. Thank you.
Can you post the slides?
Yes, post the slide, please.
On the side.
Thank you.